Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us this week in America. Our guest on today's program, Veronica O'Connor, has had many positive experiences as a result of prayer and through her strong continued faith in God. As her spiritual desire became more intense, she saw a need to write prayer with God, hoping the daily reading and meditation will be life-changing for the readers. Veronica was born in Point Hill, Jamaica, accepting Jesus at the age of 12. She taught at the Point Hill Basic School for 12 years, then teaching an additional 2 years at the primary school. She immigrated to Toronto, continuing her further education there, switching from teaching to the health field. She presently works as a registered practical nurse. She's the author of a cookbook, Veronica's Caribbean Dishes, and now Prayer with God, Veronica O'Connor. Our guest is with us on This Week in America. Hi, Veronica. Welcome to the program.
Yes, Rick. Hi, how are you?
I am doing good. I am looking forward to having you on the program. It's such an important topic and a book so well done. Let's talk about, you felt a need to write this book. Talk about what went into the thought process to write this book, because it's really well done.
Yes. Okay, Rick. Let me see. First of all, I must give God thanks because He has brought me from, if I should use the word conception, until now, the green or the age of, I would not say right now, but anyhow, it's in my, I am now in the fall of my life. So I have always depended on God, and I have always looked forward to prayer, speaking with God. The thing is, I grew up in a Christian family, and my parents, they were solely dependent on God for their daily needs. Let me say, I used to hear my mother talk to God, and, you know, she used to talk to God just as if God was another person standing right beside her. And she used to have some conversation. She would say, God, what shall I do this evening? Or, you know, so I was wondering, sometimes I wonder, where is God? But then as I grew and experienced my spiritual side, I understand that God is everywhere. And my life has been, you know, a struggle from the beginning, even until now. And I find when I talk to God or I communicate with God and just leave it with Him, then things just work out. There has been always been struggle, but things just work out just the way how I wanted it. And I was doing some deep searching, and one night it was like some, you know, voice said to me, why not jot down your thoughts and on, you know, prayer? And I started writing. And since I started, you know, exploring this prayer, talking to God, well, this is the result of it. I have come up with my book, and this is where I am.
And the book is so well written, Prayer with God by Veronica O'Connor. Her website is author-veronicaoconnor.com. Book is available at Stratton Press. It's available at Amazon. Of course, information available directly at Veronica's website. I mentioned in the beginning that you have had strong, continued faith in God. And you mentioned the struggles you went through. Were there ever periods of doubt there? And I ask that because so often when things get difficult, it's pretty easy to start questioning your belief in God. You think you're asking for something, you think you're doing the right thing, and things don't necessarily fall in line for you. How do you work through those struggles?
You see, the thing about it is, when I have encountered all these difficult times and so, I just talk to God. Sometimes I talk to Him verbally, sometimes it's nonverbal, because I mean I commune with Him with my spirit, and I just leave it there. And yes, there are doubts, a lot of time there are doubts in my mind whether my prayer will be answered or whether I will receive the result that I am looking forward to. But why? The thing is my faith. I always believe that whatever he does, it will be the right thing. So I just talk to him, whether verbally, as I say, or non-verbally, and I just leave it there. And I often find out that even though there are doubts, when I forget about the doubts, then further down the line, I find that things just work out for me. And oftentimes I can smile and say, God, you really did come through for me. Sometimes it is not within the time frame that I expected it, but further down the line, I see where it works out. So oftentimes, when the doubt comes to me, I just try to dismiss it. And after I try to dismiss it, then further down the line, I find out that it works out, whether within my favor or if it is not within my favor, I know that he did really intervene. And I just accept the result as is. But oftentimes, he came forward for me.
You know, it's so interesting. You talk in the book, as you mentioned just before, that this actually started at a very young age. You were like 4 years old when you hear your mother and you start doing the prayers every night, reciting the prayers before you went to bed. And you said, respect for prayers instilled in me quite early, simply talking to God and expecting him to listen to our request. And so often,
yes,
expectations maybe get in the way. You're not saying you expect him to do what you're praying for. You just expect him to listen to what your request is. That's an important distinction, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. Because, as I say, from the early age, then, you know, prayer were instilled in us. And then we used to just recite the prayer, just recite as a means of formality. But, you know, sometimes when reflecting, we think that, yes, God will really answer, you know. But the point is, after we say whether it's just reciting or not, but we just leave it there. We just leave it there. Yes, sometimes we expect that he will come through, and another time we forget about it. But, we have cultured that aspect of prayer, and we just do it because it's cultured in us. And then after now, we started realizing that, of course, it's not just a cultural thing or not just a formality, but then, you know, it's
yes,
really because this we were really born to worship. And then it is within us to really speak to our spiritual, communicate spiritually, because we have a spiritual side and we have a physical side. So, you know, we try to correlate our spiritual
right
side with our physical side.
Veronica O'Connor, our guest on the program, author of the book Prayer with God. Books available at the usual places, stratton-press.com is the website. You can get information on the book. Information directly by going to Veronica's website, which is author-veronicaoconnor.com. If you go to our website,
yes,
thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Veronica's website and get information on her and the book as well. You talk about prayer was the most powerful channel of communication. And I want to talk about the communication aspect of it. You talk in the book, and I sort of smile as I'm reading it, because we all go through this as young people. Sometimes we never get out of that, where prayer at that time for you was simple and ritualistic. You knelt, hands clasped, eyes closed, recited a prayer hastily. Some people still do that. And you talk about how often do you engage in quality communication with the Lord God. Talk about that. Talk about making it actual communication, not just words you're saying that you've got memorized that you've said for 40 years, but actually.
Right. Yes. So as I say, prayer is the most powerful, weapon, right? So now that we have cultured the spiritual side of us and grow up and be more wise and be more intense in our prayer, we realize that it is really like a weapon in our hands, because we fight against principalities and power. There are powers in the world that we are constantly fighting against. And there are times when the powers of this world comes face us, and at that time our spiritual side it just stand up as a weapon, and just to call on the name of God, Lord, here is this problem before us. I am asking you, please, to take charge. Please, to take charge. Sometimes you don't even have to tell God what to do. Just remind him that this problem just comes before you. And after reminding him, sometimes immediately, it's just like a bullet. Just change the problem, and then at that time we see the result, and we see really the God who we serve. So that's the reason why I say it's the most powerful weapon. Because we as Christians, we don't use guns and knives and physical ammunition, but prayer. Prayer, we use prayer as an ammunition, right? And
yes,
that is what we take to counteract our enemy when the enemy comes before us, like the scripture would say, like a roaring lion, the word of God. That's the reason why we need to study the word of God, and we use it as a weapon, right, to counteract the enemy.
One of the questions that you answer in the book, Prayer with God, by Veronica O'Connor, our guest on This Week in America, is when you should pray. And you've got a question there that's a very interesting one. You sort of stop after you read this. Prayer should be used as the first approach to every situation in life, not as a last resort. Prayer is a virtual weapon in the hands of all believers. Do you find that too often we really don't pray until we're almost to the point of desperation?
That's it. And my reason for saying that, it's, there are some people who, just use prayer whenever they fall into a situation wherein they are unable to help themselves or to come out of it, right?
Yes.
But, when you daily communicate with God, it's like it's one scripture say it's like prayer. It's like a built up within a vial, and the time when you need it, it just poured out. So my reason for saying that is not just to pray whenever you are in dire situation, but pray constantly. And as I say, it can be verbal or it can be nonverbal. So when one keeps your mind in tune, and every now and then you reflect on God, every now and then you just say a word, you just talk to God, because as I say, prayer is really communication, right?
Yes.
So every now and then you commune with your God and Master, and keep the spiritual side alive. So you pray, yes, whenever you find it, whenever you find it fit, the best opportunity. Like, you can do it in the morning and in the night, but the best thing is to just keep communicating, keep that flow of conversation going, whether you do it verbally or non-verbally. Just keep it open. Keep the channel open. And that's what I mean.
Well, and that's what you're leading us to in the book, Prayer with God. A couple minutes left in the program, going by too quickly. You've got, at the end of the book, some personalized individual prayers. So if you're going through, I really don't know how to say what it is I want for this particular, I'm asking for guidance I'm asking for in this particular set of circumstances. You sort of have us covered there in the back of the book, don't you? You can get us guidance so we can open that line of communication.
Yes. Yes, because at the back of the book, as I say, you talk to God about anything,
yes,
any and everything. It's like having a friend, and a very dear friend. And sometimes on the phone, you just call up your friend and you just talk about anything, because it's your dear friend. So it doesn't have to be something specific. You just call and you just talk. It's the same way with God. You are in the bathroom. I mean, God give you that ability to go in your bathroom and, I mean, get rid of all those junk that you have put inside of your system, right?
Yes.
You are in the bathroom, you just see a prayer. Thank God that you have the opportunity to get rid of, you know, those junk.
Yes.
If I should use that word.
That works. Yes.
Yes, yes. Or sometime you are driving on the street there, believe you me, they talk about defensive driving. Sometimes you have to drive for yourself. You have to drive for the others. Sometimes you don't know the other person might be on the wrong side, and you just missed an accident on the road. So you just say, thank God. Thank God. You miss that. Or even dealing with your kids. Sometimes you have problem with your kids. And, sometimes you don't even know how to solve the problem. You just say, God, I just put them into your hands. So it's just talking about anything with God. And he is there. He is always listening. Sometimes you don't get the answer immediately, as I stated in my book. Sometimes it's way down the line, further down the line, you receive an answer. But the point is, communicating with God, communicating, prayer. It's a daily thing, and it's you need to keep that line of communication open. And I find that really works for me.
Yes, we got about a minute left in the program. One review said, the book is small enough to put in my handbag. The contents
yes.
could be used as daily bread. That has to be like the ultimate compliment, isn't it? Because that, I'm sure, is how you design this. Something that's very
yes.
easy to transport and can be used on an ongoing basis.
Right. Yes, because it is so small and it's like, you know, a daily bread, as I say. You put it in your handbag, and sometimes you're on the bus, you're in the doctor's office, you're on your break or somewhere, you just pull it out and just read one of the prayer at the back, because there are quite a few prayers at the back or quite a few scripture verses at the back that talks about prayer. So you just pull it out and read whichever one fitting to your
yes.
situation, and you just meditate on the Word of God. Just meditate on the Word of God.
Veronica O'Connor, our guest in the program. I mentioned her other books, Veronica Caribbean Dishes. You'll get information at the website as well. And working on an autobiography. How are you coming with that?
Yes. I am now working on my autobiography, and I have gone a far way, but, you know, it is still an ongoing process. So as soon as I sees it fit to publish, then, you know, I will go ahead and doing so. But really, I have gone a good way, because there are a lot of encounters from my conception until now, which I think it would be best for, you know, a person reading it would attest it to their situation and say, I'm not the only person going through this.
Well, and, I'm looking forward to that. So keep us posted on the progress you're making with that. And the book we're talking about specifically today is Prayer with God. Prayer with God. Veronica O'Connor is our guest on the program. Her website is very simple, author-veronicaoconnor.com. The book's available. Yes. You can get information on the website there as well at Stratton Press. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. If you go to that, log on, you can link on directly to Veronica's website. Veronica, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us. Keep us posted on the latest book, and look forward to talking with you again. Thank you for being with us.
Yes, Rick, I appreciate your time also, and I thank you for having me on your program, and I look forward to talking to you sometime again, and I hope others will go to their website and read about my book and see how it helps them in their spiritual journey.
On a daily basis, the book is Prayer with God, Veronica O'Connor. Click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.